So at this time, we've completed the early portion of the public agenda. We are going to move into closed session. We have several items, just so that members of the public can gauge their timeline. But at this time, we will proceed into closed session. Join me over in the virtual conference room. We'll see you in a few and reconvene. Thank you. All right. We are at long last back in open session following our closed session. I'm going to report out from our closed session. The board met in closed session to consider disability retirement applications for four members. On item 9A, the application of Herman Barnes was approved. The vote was 9-0. The votes were, votes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, Watts, and Wong, alternate voting in place of Finley. On item 8B, the disability application of Isaac Cordes was not granted based on board concerns for needing additional information. That vote was a 9-0 vote of the board. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, and Watts. There were no votes. On item C, the application of William Fiore for a service-connected disability was granted on a 9-0 vote. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips. I said Watts, him and Zhu. I apologize, Belinda. And Zhu were the I votes. And that, by the way, the Belinda Zhu voting in place of Rusty Watts is true for items 8A and B as well. Again, I apologize, Belinda. And then on item 8D, the application of member Leah Marchese for a service-connected disability was granted. The vote was 9-0. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, and Zhu. There were no opposition votes. Next, under item 9, the board continued in closed session to confer with legal counsel regarding pending litigation items listed as A, B, and C, Nowicki versus Cicera, Wilmot versus Cicera, and Cicera versus Valiant Pharmaceuticals et al. There was no reportable action from closed session discussion with counsel. The board next considered under item 10, one item of potential litigation, one case. There is no reportable action as a result of that closed session discussion. The board met and conferred with its labor negotiator under item 11. To consider the performance of the chief executive officer. There is no reportable action today from that closed session discussion. That's my report out. I'm looking to see Karen. There you are, Karen, if I have covered what I needed to cover.
Yes, you have, Mr. Chair.
Great, thank you. Appreciate that. So let's now get back on to the remainder of our public agenda. Apologize to all who hung in for the delay.